Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle Radio, where once again we visit the places locals love for their food and drink. Peckham in South London has always been a melting pot of cultural and creative influences which have shaped its unique food scene. Recently, it has emerged as a rival to London's more established culinary spots with its laid-back experimental approach to cuisine. Monocle's George Ruskin shows us around, letting us in on a few local secrets.
Munch two.
The protagonist of the acclaimed British sitcom Only Fools and Horses, Delboy Trotter, was famous for his catchphrase, Mange Two. Although Peckham's prodigal son is no longer on our screens, his catchphrase has never been more appropriate. Peckham truly is the place to eat it all. Where would Delboy go for breakfast? My money is on Roma Cafe for a slap-up full English. This legendary greasy spoon is famed for its portion sizes, with mountains of bacon, omelettes and baked beans flying out of the kitchen all morning. For a sweeter start to the day, join the queue outside Toad Bakery, one of this neighbourhood's instant cult classics. Their bagel croissant sells out fast, so get there early to avoid disappointment. Sitting atop Peckham's brunch ecosystem is Coal Rooms, an atmospheric dining room tucked away in the Victorian station. The smell and sound of the age of steam are evoked by the restaurant's coal-fire grill and the urgent hiss of its espresso machine. And their bacon sandwich, yes, bacon sandwich, is fit for the Orient Express. You'll need a long walk after all that breakfast. This is best done with a wander into the boutiques of the Bussey Building. For a mid-morning pick-me-up, head to Old Spike, where they provide a smooth dark roast espresso for you and job opportunities for the homeless community. South London Louis is another spot that serves up excellent coffee with a side order of social justice. Based in the South London Art Gallery, it was devised by Redemption Roasters, the world's first prism-based coffee roastery. The supper clubs here are a local top secret, so please don't tell anyone you heard about them here. If you're here at the weekend, sharpen your elbows and make a beeline for Peckham Salvage Yard, the flea market come treasure trove at Copeland Park. A word of advice though, make sure you've thought about transportation before sealing the deal on that chaise longue or wardrobe or whatever can make your lunch reservation at Artusi difficult. Space is at an absolute premium at this neighbourhood Italian joint, credited as the crucible for London's pasta renaissance. The lightning-fast lunch service means you'll have a linguine alla vongole under your nose before you can say Trebbiano. Long lazy lunches are best spent at Levan, where you can expect the perfect soundtrack playing over the speakers at this lively local spot, named after legendary DJ Larry Levan. The menu here is a sharing plates affair, with natural wines flowing all afternoon. For a feast on your feet, fill your belly with fiery jerk chicken at the barbecue on the corner of Bournemouth Road. It's totally unofficial, but they're usually always happy to share what they've got on the grill. Afternoons are for exploring Peckham's parks. Wander up to Peckham Rye, choose your spot on the vast expanse of grass, and sunbathe to the sound of picnics and football kickabouts. For a picnic, I prefer Telegraph Hill, which has some of London's best views, and the more low-key Burgess Park has a serene lake and a well-used community barbecue area. Get there early on sunny afternoons to bag a spot. If the weather isn't set fair, Peckhamplex offers ludicrously cheap movie screenings and butter popcorn in old-school surroundings. Or Four Quarters is the retro arcade for a game of Street Fighter over a burger and a pint of craft pale ale. If you're in Peckham over the summer, everyone will ask you the same thing. What time should we meet at Frank's Cafe? Legendary is an overused word in these parts, but this rooftop spot is deserving of its title. It emerges from winter hibernation every year with bolder flavours than the last. This year's offering features Scotch bonnet chicken wings and Varda Pav, paired with the house cocktails, an Aperol Sour or a Mango Picante. Dinner choices in Peckham are numerous and varied. Michelin sings the praises of Naif's staggeringly ambitious vegan cuisine, and rightly so. And Peckham's cellars will have you feeling like you're at a friend's house for dinner. If your friend's house is in the Michelin guide, that is. For a cosy evening, it's Il Giardino every time. This backstreet Sardinian trattoria has been around for years, but it was catapulted to fame by the recent local rom-com Rye Lane. The main characters Dom and Yas come here for their first date, and it's now well on the way to being the Notting Hill bookshop of the South. Peckham's energy ramps up in the evening. For a quieter pint, walk up to Skeans, South London's most idyllic Irish watering hole. You'll get a warm welcome from the friendly crowd and the smoothest pint of Guinness this side of the Irish Sea. If lager and Jamaican light bites are more your thing, then the Prince of Peckham is the pub for you. No night in Peckham can end before a stop at Jumbie, the hi-fi rum bar that has become the talk of the town. Get down with a cup of their lethally delicious rum punch, a bowl of plantain nachos, and settle into a soundtrack of reggae and dancehall. Mange Tout in Peckham, complete.
Thanks, George. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I'm Monica Lillis. Thanks for listening.